Good afternoon, Gretchen Gondek in studio for Food for Thought on this Friday afternoon. And I'm speaking with Sarah Morgan, who is the Advancement Director at Camp High Hopes today. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Gretchen. How are you?
Well, I'm good. And you made the change from television to the nonprofit world.
Yes,
tell us a little bit about how that's going.
Yes, yeah, so people think, Sarah Morgan, who's that? But her voice sounds familiar. Yeah, I can use my married name now. Sarah Tislaw is my TV name, my maiden name. Sarah Morgan is my married name now. So I made the jump to the nonprofit world back last year, July 1st. I went full-time at camp, and it's a fantastic place to be, and we are so busy right now. You know, summer is we're year-round, but summer is our busy time. So, of course, we're gearing up for summer. All of our camp counselors are coming in from all over the world. They're getting trained, and we're expecting probably more than 300 campers this summer. So it's a big summer that we are excited for, and we have a whole bunch of new things coming up too.
Well, as an aside, I have to say this, your husband has also recently joined the nonprofit world. So you've got a lot of interesting changes going on in your family.
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple months in the Morgan household. Yeah, he just joined the Sioux City Symphony. So formerly of Winnevegas and formerly of KCAU, now he's the CEO of the Sioux City Symphony.
Wow, well, you're both doing just great.
Well, thank you.
And we love to see young people advancing in their careers.
Absolutely. And we love Sioux City. So we've not only invested, you know, our careers and our jobs here, but we're raising our family here. We've invested our personal lives here because we believe in Siouxland so much. We love Sioux City. We even came back to Sioux City. So,
well, we love to hear that.
Yeah, we love it here.
It's a good thing. Let's talk a little bit about the purpose, the mission of Camp High Hopes for people who maybe don't know.
Sure. So Camp High Hopes, we are located just outside, about two blocks away from Bacon Creek Park. We're on 90 acres just on the eastern edge of Sioux City. So you can see a little sliver of us as you drive past us by on Highway 75. We're right there on the right-hand side if you're heading into town. But we provide recreational experiences for kids, teens, and adults with disabilities, special needs, chronic illnesses. So we provide these adaptive, fun, safe opportunities for these people that may not have a chance to do some of these things. For example, you know, if you're in a wheelchair, you may not get a chance to ever shoot an arrow or go in a canoe or go fishing. But because of our adaptive equipment and our specially trained staff and our facilities, all of these people are able to do some of these things that they've never been able to do before. And it's a really self-fulfilling, it's a great place to be because it's so empowering to see these individuals who maybe have never shot an arrow before be able to hit a bullseye. So, you know, they have these big smiles on their faces. And our slogan is where smiles happen. And that's so true. We're able to create these smiles that that are just so heartwarming that you really have to come out and see it, too.
I know it's amazing, a facility,
yeah.
And it's actually, you mentioned the summer camps, mm-hmm. but it is year-round.
We are year-round, yeah. We are, obviously, our big time of the year is the summer because we have our summer week-long sleepaway camps. We have our summer day camps as well, but we are year-round. We have fall and spring weekend respite sessions. So a lot of times, caregivers or loved ones will drop their camper off with us for the weekend, so they have a bit of a break for both sides. So the camper can get a break, and then those families can get a break, and then they can enjoy themselves too while they're in our care. And of course, we have the best care possible. We have a nurse on staff, we have volunteer nurses, we have day nurses that come in and help. Because as you can imagine, so many of our campers need so much medical attention too. So we have our own nursing facility on campus as well. And so we are able to care for our campers who have some pretty excessive medical needs too.
And in the advancement office where you work,
yep.
You're always planning events and fundraising activities.
Yes.
And you have a really fun one coming up.
Yes, Rib Fest is coming up on Saturday, June 24th. Now, I don't know about you, but I love barbecue.
Who doesn't?
Exactly, right? Especially during the summertime. So this is what we call Siouxland's biggest and most rockin' rib cook-off. So we have 24 teams competing this year. It's grown so much over the last couple years. So these are amateur backyard barbecuers who love to compete. They're coming out to bring their best barbecue recipes, and they're grilling up ribs and chicken, all for us to sample, enjoy, and then we get to vote on them, see which one is actually the best in Siouxland.
And that will be 11 to 4, Saturday, June 24th, mm-hmm. at the Hard Rock Battery Park.
Yep. And so it's just so much more than just a rib fest, too. So, yep, come and enjoy. You better come hungry because there's going to be plenty of food. Not just ribs and chicken, but we'll have sides from Famous Dave's. You know, their famous cornbread. Yum. I could eat like a whole pan of that. Exactly. So we'll have that cornbread. We'll have coleslaw, beans, and hopefully some desserts as they're well there too. But it's also an event. It's a whole day of fun. So we have two local bands that will be performing. We have Lil Red and the Medicated Moose and Soul Delicious. So they're going to add a fun, jazzy flair, a local fun music atmosphere too to the whole event as well.
And the cost, you have a lot of different opportunities. Mm-hmm. Starting at $10.
Yep, so it's $10 to get in. And if you're not interested in any of the food, you can just come in for $10. Kids 12 and under are free. And then if you want to taste some of Siouxland's best barbecue, you buy a punch card. So that's $10, and you get 5 punches, which means you get 1 rib bone for a punch, or you get a sample of chicken for a punch, and you get 2 sides for a punch. So that's basically a whole meal to try some of these, you know, the best barbecue in Siouxland. So for $10, you get to try all of that. And these are pretty healthy portions, too. We're not just talking a pretty wimpy bone here. You're getting some really good portion sizes on that.
So food, family-friendly event.
Yes.
I was thinking how much I love on a really beautiful day. The smell of barbecue kind of rising up to meet you as you...
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, there's nothing nicer.
Now imagine that with our signature drink, which is a blueberry lemonade in your hand. How refreshing would that be?
Wonderful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to talk about the chicken, too. They'll be cooking chicken up as well, so it's not just ribs. Last year, we didn't realize how popular the chicken was. Everybody wanted to taste this chicken. So these cooks come in, and they make their own recipes for the chicken, and that's super tasty as well, too. So if ribs aren't your thing, we have chicken, too. So you'll be tasting some sampling of the chicken.
Are there any other activities that you want to talk about?
Oh, my gosh. So besides the music, besides the food, we also have a Kiss a Pig booth. So Lucky the Pig is going to be there. And so you can get your picture taken with Lucky the Pig. I know. And he's super cute, too. So he's not a little pig, though. I have to say that he's a big pig, but so you can kiss a pig. You can also be a part of our raffle, which is where we are raffling off 2 Traeger grills and 2 dinners for 18 people at Famous Dave's, and each raffle ticket is just $1. So those are super popular this year. And we also have a people's choice, so that was kind of an in-demand thing from last year. People were dying to vote for their favorite barbecue, so now is their chance. So you can buy a people's choice ticket, vote for your favorite barbecue flavor, and then that person, that team wins the People's Choice, and it's a guitar from Hard Rock, which is pretty neat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want that?
Exactly. So it's a big prize, and it's a big opportunity for these teams to compete a little bit, raise some money for Camp High Hopes. Like I said, all of the money goes directly back to our camp, which is so important because we aren't able to do what we do without the support from the community, businesses, our partners, and they are able to make it all happen. And so everything that we raise, all of our proceeds come back to camp to help our campers, and it goes directly to benefit our campers.
It's a great cause, and I again want to say thank you to you and Sarah. You're doing a great job as advancement director at Camp High Hopes, and I see that it agrees with you beautifully.
Well, thank you. I love being out there. You know, it's a great place to be. My office overlooks kind of the field where everybody is able to play games and do things, and so it's a really neat place to be. If you've never been out, I would love anybody to come out, and I will give them a tour and show them why it's such a special place.
Okay, and Rib Fest, Saturday, June 24th, 11 to 4 at Hard Rock Battery Park. And Sarah, if anybody would want to visit with you, mm-hmm. about questions or anything,
sure.
else regarding Camp High Hopes.
Absolutely. You can always give me a call at camp, which is 712-224-2267. Or you can always visit our website, which is camphighhopes.com. We have all of our RibFest information under there, under the events tab. And then we also have everything you could ever want to know about Camp High Hopes on our website.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Bridget.
We've been speaking with Sarah Morgan, Advancement Director at Camp High Hopes. I'm Gretchen Gondek for Food for Thought. Thanks so much for tuning into Siouxland Public Media, and have a great day.